Welcome to Bellingham Technical College's Money Smarts Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Benoit, and each episode we'll talk with BTC students, staff, community professionals, and financial experts about financial literacy and wellness in order to help listeners navigate resources in the community and empower themselves financially. This episode, we're going to spotlight the Whatcom Literacy Council, a nonprofit which provides education services for ABE students, ABE standing for Adult Basic Education, as well as ESL students, that standing for English as a Second Language. We're here today with Catherine Fryman. You're with the Whatcom Literacy Council.
I'm executive director of the Whatcom Literacy Council.
We're going to talk a little bit about your role there. How did you start working there?
Well, I'm an executive in the nonprofit community, and so I had worked at other nonprofits before that, and now I run the show at the Whatcom Literacy Council. So we offer adults basic services. They come to us and say, I'd like to strengthen my literacy skills. So they would mean, I don't want to read or write or speak better, math, computer skills, things like that. Mm-hmm. If people are learning English as a second language, that is considered part of the adult basic skills field at this point in time. We train volunteers and provide one-on-one tutoring and small group classes for adults. We do not work with the K-12. And then we also place volunteers in classrooms here at BTC and then also over at Whatcom Community College at the request of the instructor, mostly in their transitional ed departments. So if they have a class with perhaps a very diverse amount of levels of skill, they might ask us for a couple trained volunteers to serve in their classrooms so that their students can be more successful. So that's what we do. We're considered a literacy organization, but not primarily a financial literacy organization, but most of the people we work with are probably below high school diploma level, and as a result, often are low income because their literacy levels do not allow them to get a better paying job. And as a result, most of the people that we work with probably need to strengthen their financial literacy skills as well as just their literacy skills.
What is the importance of this work, especially to Whatcom County primarily, but you just, you know, kind of answered that in terms of if people have a cultural or language barrier that's preventing them from getting a certain job, a certain position, or certain advancement, then that's, you know, obviously impacting their ability to make a good living. So
it's more than that, too. Literacy is being able to engage with your neighbors. If you want to be informed about what's going on in your community at any level, whether that's political or social, if you want to interact with your children's school, for example, you know, if you can't have a conversation with their teacher, if you can't read the notes that they're sending home, it may create some huge barriers for really supporting your child's success. Often, like this being the United States of America, having a good job allows you to take better care of your family. It puts you in the driver's seat. You become the person who's in control of your own destiny. And so we feel that when we work with people and strengthen their literacy skills, it allows them to be more independent and self-sufficient.
Right. And obviously, literacy, a basic definition of it is, you know, we would probably just say the ability to be able to read and write. But beyond that, what would be your definition or the Whatcom Literacy Council definition of what literacy means?
How about I take it up a notch and give you the UN definition?
Okay.
The ability to identify, understand, interpret, create, communicate, and compute using printed and written materials associated with varying concepts. Literacy involves a continuum of learning in enabling individuals to achieve their goals, to develop their knowledge and potential, and to participate in their community and wider society. So basically, communicating,
right,
in a real fundamental sense. And
on a similar level now, how would you define financial literacy?
Well, my understanding is that financial literacy is that the person understands the fundamental facts about how money works, a common sense understanding that allows you to make good decisions about your financial resources. What can you do with your money? And that includes like budgets, understanding what credit cards do, checks, banking, savings, things like that. So it does involve certain types of vocabulary and skill set, but it really is overall a fundamental understanding. We differentiate that from financial capability, where that's the willingness and confidence to act and use those skills. So you can be taught financial literacy skills, but then to move into the realm where you have the ability to use those skills in your everyday life, we would say, is moving towards financial capability. And that's really what we strive for.
So, you know, you talk about the ESL and ABE lessons that the Literacy Council provides. Does financial literacy ever overlap into those lessons, and how so?
It does. When people come to us and ask for our help, they typically don't say, you're a financial literacy organization and that's why I'm coming to you. They would typically go to, like, the Opportunity Council, for example, to ask for those, for help with those skills. But inherently, if you think about the level of that our learners are operating at, we're making the assumptions that they don't have strong financial literacy skills. So what we try to do is make sure my professional staff and then the volunteers that we train to do our tutoring and small group classes are very familiar with financial literacy as a concept, and then resources in the community, the vocabulary that you would need, worksheets, books, things like that, that might help you if this comes up as a topic. Mm-hmm. It probably won't be what they identify as the goal that they're working on, but it might become part of that conversation. We want people to be well-versed in the tools so that when that does come up, they're able to tackle it.
Are the ESL, ABE classes embedding any of these financial literacy ideas into their curriculums?
I think that some of the good teachers have always been doing that because they will recognize that that's something that students can easily wrap their heads around. This is an application. This is what we're doing. So it's a very easy tool to use. Overall, across the board, kindergarten through K-12, then on into community college and college level, I think the approach is trending towards embedding financial literacy skills and tools into everything we do and not have it be a standalone separate class. You know, moving away from the financial literacy class, okay, did that, check that off, and now suddenly you're financially literate. It's more that recognizing that we live in a capitalist society and we need these tools all the way along, and we can start teaching them at a very young age and continue to do that all the way through college, knowing that at different points in time people will have different context and different ways of applying what they're learning. So I think that's definitely the trend in education today. We should see a lot more of that in the future.
When we talk about some of the barriers that ESL and ABE students might face when navigating their finances, such as, you know, even how to interact with a banking institution, you know, if there's a language barrier, maybe even the fact that they may not trust the financial institution just because of that cultural differences. I guess you could talk a little bit about some of those barriers that you think they encounter.
I think you're hitting it right on the head there. There's a lot of perceptions, I'm making a vast generalization here. I would say there's a fairly low level of trust in banking institutions, especially when people have low levels of literacy. If you are not good at math and you can't read well, or your English is not very good to even verbally communicate, how do you give all your money to a banking institution and then track what's happening to that?
Right.
You can just imagine the challenges there. And so whether or not a banking institution is sensitive to the needs of people who have those challenges, providing, for example, a teller who speaks Spanish fluently or something like that, that might be this case. They might say, oh, we have our Spanish-speaking teller out in Ferndale. You can go out there if you want to do your banking. It's a challenge. And I think even just sort of at a very personal level, you know, giving your money to another organization to watch, I think people are really careful about that. And, yeah. And I think there's a lot of horror stories about being charged fees, whether you're deserved or not.
Right.
And even if banks have programs where they set it up so that you would never get any fees if you're at a certain level of an account, people don't know about those stories.
Do you have students that are explicitly interested in learning about finances when they're in these classes? Or
I would say it's rare for that to be the reason someone came to the Literacy Council. And when we work with a learner, we have them identify their goal. or goals and try to help them reach those goals working at their level and with their schedule. So if you were being tutored, we would develop a learning plan based on those goals. It would be very rare for a person to say, I want to know how to set up a bank account, for example. And yet, you know, maybe they're working on a certificate that leads them to a better job, and when they get a better job, now maybe they have the opportunity to save some money or something like that. And mm-hmm. so that these things are sort of like part of the whole picture. That's not the one thing you came to and asked for help with, but it would be part of becoming more self-sufficient as your situation improves.
When the students you work with are seeking specific skills outside of basic literacy, where can you point them to?
The Whatcom Literacy Council is a member of the Whatcom Asset Building Coalition, and that's a member-based group of organizations that's facilitated through the Opportunity Council that anybody who's is doing anything related to financial aid literacy can be involved in. And so we're involved with the Whatcom Asset Building Coalition because many of our learners need to be aware of what's going on, and our professional staff needs to be aware of what's going on. There's nonprofits and churches and other organizations that have financial literacy classes specifically. The Opportunity Council has a mentoring program for people that, like, it's sort of like here at Bellingham Technical College, but they aren't students. There's actually quite a bit of work going on in the community. There's banks and credit unions that have specific programs for people who may have either bad credit or maybe have never established a bank account before, and what's the difference. We worked on a very good website for the Whatcom Asset Building Coalition that's both for providers and clients, that has everything from a worksheet to start a budgeting project to answering the question, what's the difference between a credit union and a bank? So my staff try to be very well versed in sort of the what's going on in the community if we need to make referrals.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Yeah. But we aren't caseworkers, so
right,
yeah.
Right.
It's a fine line.
Is there anything else you wanted to add that you feel is important for anyone listening to this to know?
No, I think this is really good. You know, our business plan is to train volunteers to work with learners. And so when, as an organization, we're providing our volunteer teachers with the tools to pass this on, we feel that that helps them strengthen their own skills as well mm-hmm. as working with the learners who inherently have these issues. So it's a win-win situation.
If someone's interested in volunteering, mm-hmm. What should they do? Where can they begin?
They could call the Whatcom Literacy Council at 360-752-8678. Or they could check our website. We actually have a couple of little videos on the website for people who are interested in tutoring that are sort of like all of the nuts and bolts, all of the basic questions that you might want to find out about or could be answered by watching these videos. And either at the end, you'll either say, oh, this is perfect, I'd love to volunteer. Or you could say, oh, not for me, I think I should look somewhere else. And we are always looking for volunteers, so.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thanks for passing that on.
Yeah. And if there's anyone listening to this who may feel that they need help with English language learning skills, you know.
Basic literacy.
Yeah, basic literacy. Where should they start? Should they just...
Just give us a call, and we'd have them come in for a short interview to find out what they want to work on, mm-hmm. what their skill level is, and what their learning style is. And they could say, this is what I want to work on, but I'm only available at this time of day, and we would work to find a volunteer that we could match, that could meet them at the time and place that's convenient for them. And all of our services are free.
Awesome. And where is the Literacy Council office?
We rent a suite of offices here at BTC. We're in Building A, and right across the hall from the Transitional Ed Department. So we are not part of Bellingham Technical College. We rent those offices. But it's a lovely place to be. It's right on the bus line. And there's parking.
Excellent. All right. Well, my thanks to Catherine for being on the program, and thanks for listening to this episode of the BTC Money Smarts podcast. Be sure to check out all our episodes on the BTC website. They're loaded with stories, tips, tricks, and strategies for financial literacy. This podcast is produced by Cheryl Kennedy with music courtesy of bensound.com. I'm Matt Benoit. We'll see you next time.